Turn drainage enough, it's water enough, that's right.
Very bad.
I don't think it's, I think the drainage isn't the biggest, the big issue. Well, it is among, you know, you talk to a Reagan, and it's the biggest guy that had in his life.
Yeah, but...
On the other hand, he hasn't thought deeply about it.
It's a few people, Mr. President, and people who've never really supported you when you needed them.
And Reagan.
But Reagan isn't going to attack you either. I don't believe.
No, the far right has never supported me. You're damn right.
What I mean is, I've gone to Buckley at least three or four times and organized your conservatives to attack the liberals. That they won't do. They'll attack you when you stray off the line.
I don't stray much.
But they don't attack.
We ordered Dan Chica, for example.
Yeah.
It took a lot of guts, right?
Well, there's no other man who would have done it.
Crazy nuts out there during their signs.
And the Democrats would never have done it, and very few people would have done it.
But anyway, we've done it.
And I think, and actually...
You know, Bill, I must say, too, he's got a jolly full of the United Nations. It was good that he went up there and took a bloody nose. Yeah. Because now he says, you know, we've got to reorganize that damn United Nations. He said this as we were waiting for Peter. He said, you know, it's become the organization. I think he used the term, it's become a joke.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah. No, he got a very good reception, and this morning on the Today Show, they showed the statements that Cooper and Church made endorsing your foreign policy. And I must say, this group of senators this morning, the opponent that I saw, was after all, was about 20 years. There was no real steam in the opponent.
They're lucky to talk to you, I must say. When you stopped at that, you know,
I didn't talk about Peking, I talked about the amendments to the Foreign Act.
You've been to Peking.
No, but what I...
That's my point, though. You can go and talk about the time of day,
yeah.
But you've been to Peking.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that we have to realize. He said the world has changed a great deal since we met a year ago.
Because of your initiative. That's right.
That's a hell of a thing.
That's the thing that excites all these folks.
He knows the world has changed, and I said, well, we talked about some of these things when we met. But he said it with great respect.
No question.
He knows damn well that we changed the world.
No question.
And it may not remain changed, it may not be for the better. But,
well, it was inevitable for one thing. The art of statesmanship is to take the inevitable and to use it for constructive ends. We were going to lose in the UN at the latest next year if you had never made a move to Peking. And this way you've given it a positive orientation. The Chinese have asked to see Walters on Saturday, so I suspect they're going to tell us what they're going to do about the UN. And there can be no other subject, because we've discussed everything else.
I hope Joe Eli has decided to hold and pick up the dance.
No question. He won't do that.
That would be a silly thing, right?
He will not do that.
He would only down for a trip.
Well, I can't imagine. I would really be amazed if they did that. What they may do is to send their ambassador from Canada down to pick up the seat. Oh, they're going to cause a lot more trouble.
The Russians aren't going to like it one damn bit to have those damn Chinese around there.
No.
That's going to be fun.
It'd be better if they didn't pick up the seed, but, and I wouldn't bet yet that they will. They may say they'll wait until Taiwan is expelled from all subsidiary organizations. But given that son of a bitch Tan, he made our step through. You know, he had to get a cable off last night saying if they got there by Sunday, they could take over the presidency of the Security Council next month.
Oh, son of a bitch.
You know, that's just a needless irritation.
Well, anyway, me, Congress, what you said, he's going to have a little thing to turn
good.
I'm bored.
Good. I know it's not going to get there. And that's why I said this morning, I think in foreign policy we've got things going our way now. Nobody, I mean, well, Chicago was 2 weeks ago, but the reaction.
The only thing we have, which was a hell of a big story, is the defeat, so-called, in the United Nations. But that may turn out all right, too, due to the fact, strangely, that it gave us an opportunity to say some things that we don't
like. But it was an unavoidable defeat. Okay. You know, defeat is something that you can make for it. There was something we could have done about it.
At least this will be more interesting than talking to your friend, Madam Gandhi.
That's going to be enough. Awesome.
Sure, for
the one thing that you might consider getting across to people in the next meeting is that all of this stuff about the political settlement, we all of course said, in fact, we support it. But the Indians are making political demands which they know can be met only by the breakup of Pakistan. They demand, it's one thing to say that Mujib shouldn't be killed, it's another to demand that he be the political negotiator of the other African negotiator. And that's one of the problems.
Well, if the Indians... He's got one impression that we aren't leaning too much on the Indian side.
Oh,
take that right back to Mrs. Gandhi.
That's right.
Where he said, too, look, we're giving $1 billion a year and just forget that they go to war.
Oh, you were very tough.
And the China thing, too, I think it's good to lay that out there. The China won't stand idly by.
That's good, that's a good plan.
Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you laid it in very hard. No question about that.
I think that's one of the reasons the Indians won't move to war. They're petrified of the Chinese going in, and they know damn well that the Russians aren't going to get involved in a war about nothing.
Show them lies, but don't forget this, that they don't have any, it doesn't matter how much equipment they have, they don't have the morality of it.
All right, see you tonight.
No.
No, we can't, the floor, I think it's off. Can't see the team on Saturday.
Meet you here in the morning?
Yeah. I suppose you can go right and try to spend the afternoon on Saturday.
Can you stay and come back Monday night?
Yeah. Why don't you come Tuesday?
You might do that and then go again
next week.
And next week you're sort of tied up, right?
No, that's when I'm free.
Oh, is it?
It's the next week you see them. I'm free except for the preparation for that. New York, Chicago.
Oh.
New York, Chicago's on Tuesday. But I have nothing next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
If Julie is going to come back with the money, it seems to me that for Friday afternoon and evening and all day Saturday and, I mean, all Saturday afternoon and evening and Sunday and spend most of Monday and come back like to start or something.
Why don't you find out from Monday?
That's